Hello, am I speaking with Angela?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Angela. My name's Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
Perfect, Angela. I'm glad you are. Angela, for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 1-1-126 Queen's City Road.
Perfect, thank you. And just to make you aware, Angela, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. So, Angela, I'm just giving you a quick call. As I said, I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And all I'm here to do is have around like a 15-minute chat with yourself and just kind of get to build a picture about yourself, obviously, from your time in care. Now, I know that you've given a statement to my colleague, Ben, obviously, from your time in care, but all I want to really find out is how your time in care has affected you. When you was in care, and obviously if it still affects you to this day. So are you able to have that little bit of a chat with myself? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Perfect, Angela, thank you. So I'm just going to start off by asking a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can and gather the best knowledge that I can about yourself. So do you currently suffer with any mental health issues at the minute?
Yes, but not being properly diagnosed. Yeah, I have, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And what may they be?
Just depression and stuff.
So depression, anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you suffer from any post-traumatic stress disorder?
I'm not sure. I've never been diagnosed with it.
Okay, but depression, anxiety is what mainly you feel on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you take any medication for what you're going through at the minute?
No, I try not to take a lot of medication.
Okay. And how long would you say you've been dealing with depression and anxiety for?
Oh, for years. Since I was a teenager.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Symptoms. Medication.
Drugs and alcohol and stuff as well.
What was that, sorry?
I went to say to taking drugs and alcohol as well to try and combat.
Yeah.
To make myself feel better, but I didn't.
So it's more like a coping mechanism that you try to find, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. And what, or how long ago was that before you may have stopped?
Stopped maybe just before I was 40.
Okay.
So it took a while. Yeah. I'm just on the phone.
Okay, and then obviously since the age of 40, how have you been managing with yourself?
Not that great, because I ended up getting ill with lupus, autoimmune disease and fibromyalgia and stuff, which is supposed to be thingies with trauma.
Yeah, it can. Stress can bring fibromyalgia on. I do understand that.
So I was all with that, and then 4 years ago, I was ill with cancer for the last 4 years, 3 times in 4 years.
You've suffered with cancer, did you say?
Yeah, had major operations and stuff.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you still battling cancer at the minute?
I've not got it all clear, of course, because you don't get that for 5 years, but.
Yeah.
I just had an operation like 8 months ago, a big major operation. I've got two colostomy bags and everything to cause it.
Oh wow, sorry to hear that, Angela. You've been through a lot, haven't
everything
you?
closed up. I've got everything taken out and closed up down below.
Yeah.
Through the front and the back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you've been through a lot, haven't you, Angela?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for being open and honest with yourself, obviously, towards me there. Obviously, the more, as I said, the more detail that I can get from yourself,
Yeah.
the more I can represent you and build a big case for yourself. Okay,
I just seems
and
to keep coming back.
what was that, sorry?
It just seems to keep coming back. I've had it 3 times in 4 years because I had to do like major operations, and you can only get radiotherapy one time, and I've had that. You can only get radiotherapy once. You can get the chemo, but the chemo doesn't work as well without the radiotherapy.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
there was a few times it was that bad, the chemo wouldn't work anyway.
Oh, I know.
We could just get big operations.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that, Angela. Okay. Client So, when did you say your last operation was relating to cancer?
8 months ago, 7, 8 months ago. It was a 10-hour operation with 3 surgeons.
Okay, and I heard briefly earlier in the phone call, obviously, that you said that you have tried to take your own life. Was that, did you say you self-harmed?
Yeah,
Okay.
in my weight room. I was in the hospital a few times for that. Should be on my files.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm gonna dive into that with you a little bit. So obviously you've said that you used to self-harm. Was you admitted to hospital from the self-harm, or was that another way of attempting?
One was an overdose, and one I cut all down my arms and legs, so I was admitted to hospital for both of them. But wasn't admitted to stay in, because the next second day I knew how to say I was fine and everything to leave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? See, it was all an accident, it would never happen again, sort of thing.
Yeah, I get ya.
Yeah.
Has been admitted. Okay, and do you remember the hospitals where you'd gone into?
Yeah, the Royal Infirmary. Or was it the old Royal Infirmary? It would have been the old one before it was taken down.
Yeah, is that in Edinburgh, is it?
Yeah, in Edinburgh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and you was admitted to the self-harm, was you admitted to the overdose at all?
Yeah, I think so. And they tried to keep me in, but I left the next again day.
Yeah, I understand that.
Before you can stay in.
Okay, so we're so so you're drug and alcohol free at the minute. You know, you
Yeah, of course.
Have you made any recent attempts to self-harm or take your own life at all?
No.
Or, no? Okay, that's good. That's good. And you should be proud of yourself for that, Angela. Obviously, it does
Yeah.
take some confidence
It's the
to...
total opposite now with me having cancer and stuff. Plus, my
Yeah.
mind's got a little bit better for what I was when I was younger.
Yeah, no, that's
You've
good.
got to, like, what would you say? You've got to look at yourself and sort of forget everything that's going on and what's happened and stuff.
Yeah, of
You
course.
know what I mean? Yeah. Plus, I had to go to a drug counsellor at one time as well. I don't know the date, so it should all just be on my file.
Yeah, no, we'll have a look at them in the files for you. Are you under any counselling at the minute?
I'm waiting on the counsellor, but
Okay.
it's taken ages this time. Just about everything I was going through.
Okay. And do you mind sharing with myself the name of your medical practice that you might be registered at?
Yeah, I'm at Blackhall Medical Centre at Hull House Road, Edinburgh.
What was the name of it, sorry, Blackmore?
No, Blackhall. B-L-A-C-K-Hall. Yeah, Blackhall. Yeah.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Yeah, Hill House Road.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and how long have you been registered there for?
Oh, over 10 years.
Okay, could you potentially remember where you were registered before that at all? Just in case we need to grab any further records for yourself.
I was at Broom House at Winnie Park. W-H-I-N, and then Park. And then before that, I was at East Craigs Medical Practice at East Craigs.
East Craigs. I'll grab that one in a sec. Broom House Medical Centre, Winnie Park, is that in Edinburgh as well?
Yeah, they're all in Edinburgh.
Okay, perfect. I'll just have a look for them. Come on.
And then there's one more after that now.
Okay, no worries. I'll grab them two in a second. Is it Wester Hales Medical Practice, no?
I've been to that. No, is it in St Hill? I've been to also.
Broom House Medical Centre, is it?
Yeah, well, Winnie Park.
A Winnie Park Medical Centre?
Yeah.
Okay, just bear with me.
I used to move around a lot when I was younger.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I've got so many doctors.
Ah, yeah, I've got Wynn Park Medical Centre. Is that Shorten Road?
Yeah, Shorten Road.
Yeah, okay. Before that was registered. And how long was you at Winnie Park?
I was only there for about a year.
There for a year, okay.
The Pat Grove one, I was at that for years. Like 20 years.
At Park Grove, did you say?
Yeah.
Park Grove, Medical Centre.
Pat Grove and East Craigs are sort of the same medical place, but just round the corner from each other. The same people owned it.
Yeah, just obviously changed buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that on Park Grove Terrace?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think the one that I was overdosing. Yeah, I think the one that I was overdosing would be the one that was at Leith, but I can't remember the name if it was on Ferry Road. I think it's not even a doctor's anymore. Oh, there's another one, because I remember my panic attacks were really bad and they put me on strong medication. It's at your house, Craig Royston Clinic as well. Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Did you say Mill House?
No, Craig Royston.
I say, okay, so it's C-R-A-I-G.
R-O-A, Roy. R-O-Y-S-T-O-N, Royston.
So, Craig Royston Medical Centre.
I think that's Pennywell Road.
Yeah, Craig Royston Health Clinic.
Yeah. I think that's a bit it now.
That's all right. As I said, the more honest and open you are with me, the more records we can pull, the bigger the case we can gather for yourself. So yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. All right, and then just to go over your care settings, Angela, we do have Lord and Lady Province. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and where about were they located?
Collington Road, I think. Hold on a few seconds.
Is that what we're looking for?
Oh my god, yeah, okay. Did you just unpause the camera? No, I was doing it. I was on the phone. No. Oh yeah, sorry, I'm back.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Yeah. 22, was it? Because I actually looked it up and I remember the garden and the thing.
Okay, what was the address that you've just said there, sorry? 22?
I think it's 22 Collington Road.
Collington?
Yeah, I think it's that. I'll just...
All right, and what was the area that was in?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, okay.
Yeah, it's here. 22 Collington Road. Formerly Lord and Lady Polwarth Children's Home. Polwarth.
Okay, wait a minute. It might just be a spell check on our end. So it's Lord and Lady. Lord and Lady.
Polwarth. P-O-L.
P-O-L.
W-A-R-T-H-S.
Lord and Lady Polwarth, okay.
Aye.
Thank you very much for that.
And it started in the 1940s, it says.
Yeah, opened in 1945. And then closed.
Did it?
Yeah, and it closed in 1982.
What did it?
Yeah, closed on the 12th of November, 1982.
Yeah. So it's flat now.
Is it? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yep. It's in the flat because I looked all that up.
Yeah. Nothing stays around for long, like, does it?
No.
Okay. So, how long was you at this care setting for? Can you remember?
I've not got a clue.
Okay.
I don't think it was that long. Thank goodness, because it was long enough for me.
Okay. How old was you roughly at the time when you were placed into care?
4 or 5.
Was she, yeah?
3, 4, 5. Something like that. My mum and dad both had the jail. They both got the jail. I got taken off them.
Ah, okay, yeah.
He was in for murder, I think. And she was in for assaulting somebody. But she always told me she was only in for 6 months. So I'd say I was maybe in that home for a year. I did have a bit of paper, but I can't find it now. Because my granny and granddad ended up taking us out, and she gave them a donation, a £20 donation.
Ah, well, okay.
That was quite a bit back then.
yeah, of course, back then. That's about £100 now, isn't it?
I've given them anything.
Okay,
but my granny knew what the place was like as well, eh? But she's not here anymore, you see.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, and was that your only care setting? Is that what you remember?
Okay. Yeah. What I can remember, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely not a problem at all. Okay, run by Edinburgh City. Okay, Angela, so thank you very much for sharing them details with me. Obviously, once we do request for these records, and you know, when we do receive them, would you like us to share the records with yourself?
Yeah, of course, that would be interesting.
Yeah, okay, that's
my son's brother was also with me, but he doesn't want to do anything right now. And he was in a lot more homes than me.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
He was in a residential school and he was in Calder Grove Home.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, but he doesn't, he's on the coast, he doesn't come out the house at all. He's worse than me.
Oh, poor thing. It's not him. It's never the nicest, but at least, you know, at least he's got...
He's never had any kids, he's never had any relationships, nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah. Sometimes, obviously, the, you know, the time and care, it affects it. It affects absolutely everybody differently, doesn't it? Okay. So obviously, yeah. Once we do receive these records, you know, we'll share them with you. Absolutely no problem. So yeah, we the journey that you know myself and yourself, Angela, you know, this journey that we're about to embark on, it's going to be roughly around about a 6 to 12 month process. In that process, obviously, I'll be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks on how the case is travelling. And then what happens is obviously we'll be building the best case that we can to present to the Scottish Redress Panel. Obviously you have been recognised by the Scottish Government as you know a vulnerable citizen, and what I mean by that is obviously they've given us an application number for this scheme. So they're interested in hearing about this case. So what will happen is obviously a date will be set for when they're ready to hear about this case. And obviously I'll inform you along the way of when that date will be once I receive.
Does that have to go to court or do you just go to court for me?
No, so luckily enough neither of us have to go to court or anything like that. This is all done behind closed doors. So what will happen is obviously we'll just wait for the results. And once we receive that result, obviously I'll be straight on the phone to inform you of what the decision is. But what we like to fight for, first and foremost, is an official apology from the Scottish Government for obviously what you have been through during your time in care, but also we also want to fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. So obviously, just before I do conclude this phone call, I would just like to
I'm
say.
I'm not really bothered about the money.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that, but you are obviously entitled to it with this scheme as well. I can't exactly put a figure on it as to how much or whatever, because physically I don't know, and I don't want to tell you a figure, and, you know, you don't get that, do you know what I mean? So all I do know is you are entitled to financial compensation, so obviously depending on the cases, you know,
Because it wasn't for that long anyway, but... It did thing in my childhood. I had no confidence.
Yeah, of course. And obviously that's what, you know, obviously we're just putting your statements together, your records together, obviously what you've told me on the phone today. We're just putting all that into one big case and presenting that. You know, we want things to go in our favour, of course, not just for ourselves, but for yourself as well. It's what you deserve. It's not... know what we deserve, it's what you've been through, you know, it's your compensation that you're rightly owed. So Angela, just before I do conclude this phone call, I would just like to take one step back and just go through the funding options for yourself. I know obviously my colleague Ben would have gone through this with you around about a week ago, but I just need to go through it on my end as part of my for my compliance team. So once I've gone through this with you, I'll formally ask you if you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal, and then if so, I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Friday afternoon. Does that sound good?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem, Andrew. Thank you. Okay, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, Angela, you do have three options. And option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a legal law firm representing you. And what that means is you'll be obviously gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Or option two is that you can instruct a private law firm or solicitor that is in England or Scotland that deal with the Scottish Government in a legal fee scheme where they receive £2,000, which is paid from the Scottish Government, to deal with your case. Now, obviously, for legal reasons, I can't physically tell you how or what they do with your case, as I'm obviously not, I'm inexperienced in that kind of area. But what I can tell you with option three is that being a private and independent law firm, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case wasn't to go our way, we won't come and chase you for any fees or, you know, put any financial stress on yourself. We are covered. Obviously, if the result does go in our favour and, you know, we do get that financial compensation for yourself, we do take a fee of 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that's a capped percentage. So it doesn't matter what or how much compensation you do get. We'll never expand our fees and want more. We just want what we feel like we're owed for, obviously, the case that we're put forward for yourself and representing yourself. Okay, Angela. So are you happy to use MMA Legal as your legal representative moving forward?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And I can see that my colleague here, Ben, has he's put on a cooling off period on your case file, which means you were given initially 2 weeks to, you know, possibly go away, have a think, see what your options are. Obviously, you've just mentioned then that obviously you're happy to use ourselves. So would you like me to remove this cooling off period and we can get started on your case?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think it was probably causing my brother, so I was getting in touch with him, my twin.
Yeah.
He was in there for me, but he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, okay,
so
that's fair
enough. In the future, he just has a bad anxiety and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand that. I understand that. If he does change his mind, by all means, he's more than welcome to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And you know,
and it's a bit different for men as well, isn't it? For boys. I know that we shouldn't be doing that because you're male and female, but women are a little bit different for cheating things like that than what men are.
Just reassure your brother, you know, it's something that he's entitled to. It's what he deserves as well. Obviously, if he's not had the nicest time and care, you know,
he's worse than me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, if he wakes up,
yeah,
I was gonna say, if he wakes up in a little bit of a bigger and better day in himself, then obviously just talk to him about, like, obviously even our phone call. You know, there's no pressure. The more open that he is on, you know, what he's been through, the more that he can be helped. Even if, for, you know, whatever reason, he wants you to deal with the case for him, if you're happy to do that, we can work around that, you know what I mean? So you can just have a chat to him, and obviously whenever he's ready, he's more than welcome to get in touch with us and we can help him.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew. Okay. Yeah, before I let you go, do you have any questions for me at all?
No, nothing.
Okay, not a problem.
I think you can when I come off the phone.
Yeah, well, save this number that I've rang you off. As I said, my name is Aaron, and I'm going to be dealing with this case moving forward. So you'll have I'll be your point of contact. So obviously, save this number so it doesn't come up as anything else, so you don't get confused on who's ringing you. And if you do have any questions or anything pops into mind, you're more than welcome to give me a call back.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Okay, Angela, thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.